now want to talk about some of the week's stock market stories. Joining us is Motley Fool senior writer Rick Munaris. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, David.
Rick, let's begin by talking Disney, a subject near and dear to your heart. I know you've been writing about this company for quite a long time. The company reported strong earnings this week. You wrote about that news in a story you called Happy Ending at Disney. Now, what's behind that happy ending?
The happy ending refers to Michael Eisner. This is pretty much his last quarter. This was his last conference call. He's handing over the reins of the company to Bob Iger, who will take over as CEO now. And it was a very strong quarter. I mean, a lot of people criticized Eisner over the last recent years, but he went out, you know, the last few quarters were very strong. So they'll look back and think, you know, Eisner, maybe he had his problems, but at least he left the company in a strong position for the next establishment regime.
Well, I do think it's true that he did create a ton of value over the course of his whole career at Disney. I think he came under fire a lot his last few years, and understandably so. But certainly, I think the legacy is overall a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're gonna have people who are gonna look at, you know, he wasn't the perfect CEO, mostly for what happened with Ovitz and a lot of other stuff that happened with the company that maybe buying ABC didn't seem like the best decision at the time, even though right now ABC is doing so well that it looks like a great decision. So, I mean, a lot of Eisner's shortcomings, I think in time he'll be vindicated and he'll be seen as a pretty good leader for Disney.
Mm-hmm. And Rick, give us your take on the Michael Ovitz story. There was some big news on that front this week.
They called it a victory for Disney's board, which always seemed kind of strange because a stock gets hit on a victory for the board, basically saying that, hey, it was okay to pay Ovitz that $140 million in severance when he was only with the company for a little over a year, back when he replaced Frank Wells as president of the company. Ovitz was a friend of Eisner's, and that's one of the problems that Eisner had, that a lot of people saw Ovitz as pretty much, you know, a buddy of Eisner, and that's how he got the job. There was a lot of friction when he arrived at the company. It's pretty much why he left. Obviously, the company overpaid in that golden parachute, but that's how it worked out.
Mm. Let's move on to a company that some are now calling the Google of China, and that would be Baidu.com. It recently had its initial public offering on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol BIDU. Rick, quite an opening for this initial public offering. Can you give us the basics on Baidu?
Yeah, I mean, the stock, I mean, it was priced at $27 a share, and it opened up, I mean, it traded as high as $150 by the second day of trading. I mean, it was a wild stock. Normally, I mean, people say the Chinese Google, and it always throws me off because 2 or 3 years ago, they would have said the Chinese Yahoo. Maybe 10 years ago, they would have said the Chinese Prodigy. You know, who knows what they would have called it. They tend to, like, you know, lop whatever's on it. The company is huge as far as search engines go. I mean, that's where, in China, that's where they go, and it's a very promising market. But the potential is far ways away. It's not a company that's as profitable as Google. It's not a company that's as big as Google. It's not a Google yet.
I do need to put you on the spot here. Is Baidu Chinese for Google?
You know, it is. It does not stand. It's not the Chinese word for Google. I don't even know if there is a Chinese word for Google or Googleism or whatever the case may be.
A stock of particular interest to me is Electronic Arts. It's a company I've recommended in the past, and I'm a shareholder of the company. It's a company that is, this week, releasing Madden 2006, that is the latest version of its mega hit football video game. Rick, your take on Madden 2006 and EA?
Yeah, I mean, the Madden franchise has been huge. I mean, this is now the 16th year that they've been able to put out this annual football game. It sold 43 million copies over the first 15 versions combined. And we're talking about 6 million copies of the last one, the Madden 2005, which was released in August of 2004. So, I mean, and this new version, it's got a lot of, you know, neat little tweaks on it. There's a little bit of Sims, which is another popular game from Electronic Arts, and that you can actually play in superstar mode, and you can actually pick your house, your car, your agent, and play as a star going up in the league. And obviously you've got the great simulation gameplay that Madden's been known for.
Funny enough, the company has come under some recent criticism, Rick, as I'm sure you know, Electronic Arts being the dominant provider of sports games, and it's a cash cow for the company every year. Right, there's a new season, new players and teams come out, everybody goes and buys the next version of that video game, but Electronic Arts has not created a lot of new original material, and I think therein lies the criticism.
But I don't think you need to be original. I mean, a company like Take-Two Interactive, which is another pretty dynamic video game company, I mean, they've pretty much been writing, you know, Grand Theft Auto through about 4, 5, 6 different incarnations. And it's not that you have to be original. When you have an annuity, when you have a franchise that works, you stick with it. And I think the Madden franchise is doing Electronic Arts great. I mean, Electronic Arts had, I believe, about 30 different titles that each sold over a million units last year. So, I mean, the company's pretty diversified compared to some of these other smaller players.
I think a good overall overall sign for this industry to close on this one is that it appears that the next generation consoles, the Xbox 360 coming out at the end of this year, the PlayStation 3 probably next year, looks like the price point for video games may step up from $49.99 to $59.99, which is usually a good sign for an industry when the value of what it's producing is going higher. And to close it out, Rick, I guess I got to ask you, did you enjoy the Dukes of Hazzard movie?
You know, I haven't seen it, and I right when it came out, I said, you know, it's going right in my Netflix queue because I know I'm not going to waste $8 on that. I'm sorry.
And yet it's going into your Netflix queue.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm less particular then.
So there you have it. Disney, Baidu.com, Electronic Arts, Take-Two Interactive mentioned as well. You can read more on those companies and read more from Rick Munarez online at Fool.com. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, David.